has enabled me ukukona ukuphasa and shine and all of that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But as I stand here today, the one thing that really qualifies me is that I'm a child of God. It's not that I went to India and I did this and that. Hallelujah. Even though I appreciate that and I understand it's very important. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I just want to go through some few things that I feel or that I think will help us a lot. That will help us, not even I want to believe that will help us in life in general. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So first, the first thing that I want us to look at, or maybe before I even start, I'd like to ask that we all have something to write.
Yeah.
Either a notebook.
Whatever.
Or if not, I know we almost all of us in the house use smartphones. So our phones have note takers, so we can also use that. I know a lot of us use note takers, so I just humbly ask that we have something to write on a notebook, or even on your phone, your notepad. If your phone doesn't have a notepad, write yourself a message on WhatsApp or something like that, right? But it's going to be important. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the first thing that I want us to look at is, why do we go to school, or what is the point? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, especially if you're someone who reads and who understands things, there's always these conversations between education is a colonial system, it's training us for jobs, it's an oppressive system and all that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I want us to put all of that aside for now.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say, ideally, why are we going to school, or why should we be in structured learning? Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I want to remove this misconception first that we are not going to school just to pass. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we are not going to school just to get good grades. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's not important to get good grades. I'm not saying it's not important to pass and excel at school. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But that is not the main point with CAS schooling. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So the main point for us to go to school, ideally, just like I said, let's put aside all conspiracy theories and all other things.
Mm-hmm.
Ideally, we go to school to learn how to think. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It's not just to fill our minds with information, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think some cases are going to see maybe Zafunzanetinsete and all those things, but they are not helping us at all of that.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So it's because the point of going to school isn't to fill our heads with information. Hallelujah. Information is important, but the most important reason why we're going to school is to learn how to think about solving problems.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So that is why for some of us, X plus Y will not apply in what we do. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The quadratic equation, you will end it in high school and you will never see it again for some of us. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Things in chemistry, for some of us, you will end in high school and never see them again. So logusha kuti aksilo kuti uyelanga ufunda elements are chemistry. Hallelujah. For some of us, it's going to be important if you want to be a doctor, if you want to be an engineer, and all those things, right? But the main point is you are going there to learn how to think about problems. Hallelujah. So that we know what if you approach a mathematics problem, as in Vegas, there's a method to doing it, right? We don't just do it anyhow. There are steps and all of that. So that is teaching us that for any problem you encounter, there is a method to solve it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you are supposed to be doing it step by step, right?
Amen.
So it's that kind of thinking that I would love all of us to have. Hallelujah. But I'm going there to be trained how to think. I'm going there to be trained how to maneuver and how to learn things.
Amen.
Which is why then sometimes I find it funny when people say, you know, in school they never taught us financial management, so they never teach us about money.
Hallelujah.
Then my question is, if you can read, if you can write, if you can count, why can you not teach yourself some basic financial concepts?
Hallelujah.
So it means that it seems like we are still waiting for someone to come back and teach us, this is how you budget.
You are
school to train your mind how to think. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So I just want us to have that first thing in mind, that as we are going to college, as we are going to school, it's not just about the information that we are getting. Hallelujah. It's we are learning how to think. We are learning how to solve problems, right? We are learning how to even assimilate different perspectives and different things. I'll make an example for us. When I was at college, so I was doing economics and mathematics. And in my final year project, the idea was they are going to give you a topic that you didn't do in class. They say you do a project on that topic. When you research, and then uskom bisa ukuthi apply and then be in lemvole, right? Which is ideally what education or how we should be thinking about it. It's supposed to be in such a sense once again. If today you wanted to learn about something, you should be able to do it yourself, right? Because you went through 14, 15 years of class, learning how to read, learning how to write, learning how to understand things. Hallelujah. So that thing is supposed to be equipping you, once wherever you want to go or whatever you want to do, ukhona ukuthi sidana nawe. Hallelujah. Not just to wait, but I'm waiting for someone to come and teach me how to manage money. I'm waiting for someone to teach me how to run a business. I'm waiting for someone to come and teach me how to do so and so. Hallelujah. So that is one idea of, that I would love us to see benign. That it's not just about the information. And like I said, for some things, the information is very important. If you're a doctor, if you're a nurse, if you're an engineer, you're supposed to know physics, right? If you're an accountant, you're supposed to know accounting principles, right? That is important. But at the same time, as in our heads of information, but that we are being trained how to think about problems. So that the day when you want to branch into something you've never done before, you are able to do that because you know how to learn, you know how to think, you know how to solve problems. Hallelujah. For example, one verse I said that the reason you are going to get paid or people are going to pay you for something is if you solve their problems. Hallelujah. And from grade one, that is what we've been doing, trying to solve problems. So then the education is supposed to be equipping us in that sense, that at the big age that I am at now, I'm able to think structurally about problems. Then what are the steps that I can use? What are the methods that I can use? So that's the first thing. And then the second thing, it's going to be a bit practical for those of us who are still in school, so maybe from primary to university, or even, I know even some people who are working, hallelujah. So we're just going to look at three things that are going to help us to be able to learn properly. Amen. But I want us to remove one misconception. There's this idea, people usually ask me, hallelujah. I don't like that question because before the exam, this is what I do, right? That's why I don't like answering that question. I would prefer singing hallelujah. Yeah. Now, this is the reason why. First, we have this mindset of thinking studying is what you do when you're preparing for a test. Hallelujah. But that is not true. Studying is supposed to be part of your learning. Yeah. A simple example would be if we would ask you for this, that as you were trying to learn manual study here, did you do it the day before you were going to approach her, or it was over time? Right. The truth is, it wasn't a one-day thing, right? Before people get married, right? And they'll correct me if I'm wrong, and then I'll just sit down. Right? That they studied the person they want to get married to. But I can bet you, abazange, I'm approaching this person, right? But they'll tell you that I've been studying this person for a very long time, right? And then I decided this is the person that I want to get married to, right? Which means studying isn't a one thing that you do, but it's a stick sass, so then I'm supposed to study today, right? It's supposed to be a process that happens over time. Hallelujah. No matter when the gube applicable to all of us, because some of us are not married yet, right? When we're doing Bible study, right? I want to believe we all do Bible study. Again, let's say you're doing a topical Bible study, hallelujah. You don't just say, okay, now bringing the Bible, how to study, and then I apply it right away. You learn it over time, right? You don't just study the Bible today and then you are hoping to conquer tomorrow, right? But your Bible study, you do it over time, Angish. Hallelujah. Yeah. Even when we're in church and the pastor is preaching, that is also part of your Bible study, because he's taking something from the Bible, we are Shadia and all of those things, right? So that is what I want us to know, that studying isn't just something you do today and then tomorrow I'm writing a test. Yeah. But you should be, you are studying every day, right? You are studying as you are learning. The Dimfo Dihamba Ranyigai. Aukhiwanisi Uthi Sengiyafunda, Sengiyatatisha. Hallelujah. But they go together. Hallelujah. Which is why I don't like it when people say, how do you study? Because they usually ask me, nasebadobhala ma exam. Hallelujah. But you should be thinking about, how do I learn? And your studying will be part of that, as we will see. Hallelujah. Even maybe one last example. Even when you think of a scientist, maybe some of us here have done chemistry, physics, and all of that. When you study something, or let's say that there's a scientist and they've been studying something, you hear that these people have been studying about these things for decades. For years and years, until then one day they got a breakthrough. It's okay, this is how gravity works. Because they've been studying this for years and years. Hallelujah. So that is one thing that I want us to understand or to look at, that you don't just study because tomorrow I have a test or I have something to do, but your studying is going with your learning. Hallelujah. So then now the three things that I said are going to help us to be able to learn and study properly. You have to be present, you have to participate, and then you have to practice. Just three things. You be present, participate, and then you practice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The presence means this. Just like we are here, we are present. We've come to church, right?
Amen.
So we are going to have one element of Bible study as we are in this place. Hallelujah. Amen. So you have to be physically present, but you also have to be mentally present. Hallelujah. You try by all means that as I'm here in church, there shouldn't be anything that is distracting me. Hallelujah. As I am in class, there shouldn't be anything that is distracting me. So the most basic thing, want to try it, it could be at church, it could be at school. Hallelujah. Maybe when we're still at primary school, it's a bit harder because it's still love. It's a bit harder to do it there and at high school. But maybe when we're in varsity, it's very easy to say, I'm not attending that lecture. Because there's no one who's going to say, did you come? Or there's no register, there's no utibak, shayan, urenipel, and all of that. Right? So it's very important that you are physically present. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
One of my lecturers when I was at university said, even if you know you don't understand what's going to be happening, come still. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Even if you know it's going to be very difficult for you, come to the class, because you're going to get something. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So come to the class, be physically present, and then also be mentally present. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You try by all means that there's nothing as himself. So in church, that means your phone is on silent, it's on do not disturb, or it's on flight mode even. Hallelujah. Because you want to make sure that I am mentally here, Siabon.
Yes.
If you're at school, you know that you have a couple of friends you're always with. Separate from your friends, now say class in. It's only just an hour, it's only just during that class, right? So try with it, because that's one of the most distracting things. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Now we are again. Try to sit on the front row, something like that. That's what I did. From high school up until university, I used to sit on the front row because I know when two people are speaking here, as I'm saying, hallelujah. Or when people are speaking here, as I'm saying, or when people are speaking here, as I'm saying. So that's what I did. That I always made sure that I'm always sitting at the front row and I don't sit with my friends. Hallelujah. And I notice even in church, some people who are married don't sit together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you're trying to minimize, but as I am in this space, I will be doing the pass I'm saying. Hallelujah. Or I will be doing the pass I'm saying. Hallelujah. So that is the first thing, we are supposed to be present. Hallelujah. And then the second thing, we participate. So see, by any corner, we'll be involved in the Wenda Gala. And it's very easy at school to be that person with Salem Katini. Hallelujah. And it's easy to even be that in church. That you're just that person who comes, you don't do anything, and then you go out again. So you're born. Even as I'm 17, back when I'm flabber channel, you would see what you would seven dollar. No, put away from seven. So we should try by all means to avoid being that person. No same longer participate, longer engage in whatever is happening. Hallelujah. It goes even to simple things. Sometimes we find the student, Jela Macron, your goods, your born. He's trying to make you to participate in what is happening. Obe involved in the world. So it's very important, no matter what you be. Participate, be involved. And it's fine, even now we're on TV, we don't just sit there. Even when you're watching a movie or whatever, you don't just sit there and not do anything, right? But you react, you are part of what is happening. Hallelujah. So that should be the case in everything that we're doing. Be it in class, be it outside of class, be it at work. Anyway, even in your own family or whatnot, yeah, but just be active, participate. So as now the scholar, it means you ask questions. Hallelujah. Yeah. That means you make sure that you are just active in the class. Oh, now I don't, for some of us, during a class. Ask it after a class, yeah, but the principle is still the same. You are involved in your learning. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Those of us who are teachers here will know that people learn most when they are involved. Hallelujah. Yeah. Which is why you'll find education is shifting from being teacher-based to being learner-based. Those things. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It's not just go to where hallelujah. Which is why I asked before we started that, can we all have something to write? Or whatever, right? So that you can be part of what is happening. So that it's not just put a figure and all of that. Hallelujah. So it's very important that you participate in whatever is happening. You must not teach you hallelujah. Or you clap your hands or you say amen. So that you are part of what is happening. Or you even nod your head at the most basic level. But so it's very important that we participate. And then the last P is practice. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That is also very important, whether you are in school, whether you are at work. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You have to practice. The more you do something, the more you are going to know it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'll make an example. For some of us, we know a teacher, a school, and the mega figure after the Zanga party doing that. Hallelujah. And we all know the high school safer that too smart your teacher and what impact. Hallelujah. But then the thing is, it's been a teacher for 10 years.
Yeah.
Teaching the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Which means they've been practicing this thing all of these years. And they've been practicing it even before they became a teacher, right? So it means that it's not just Uti Lomumvu as intelligent or smarter than you are.
Yeah.
It's that they've been doing it for a very long time. Hallelujah. So it's very important for all of us, whether in education, whether in your work, whether in your business, that you practice. Hallelujah. You have to make time to practice. And then if you're in school, the simplest way to practice is you're given homework, you do it. You're given classwork, you do it. You're given group work, you do it. You're given an assignment, you do it. Hallelujah. That is how you practice. And that is like the simplest way. Besides, what you practice, the most simple way to practice is you have homework, you do it. You have classwork, you do it. You have group work, you do it. Right? So that therefore we are yenda kanenga nene. By the time you're supposed to be writing a test tomorrow, you've seen these things in your group work, you've seen these things in your assignments, you've seen these things in your classwork, siyabona. So then it's easier. Because the problem when you try to study things the day before the test, which means you are not studying, siyabona. But you will balance us, siyabona. Of which we know it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So that is one of the problems I have with saying I'm going to study before the test. Is in most cases, like you've never seen this thing before. So it's very important that you practice. And like I'm saying, the easiest way to practice if you're at school is you do homework, you do classwork, you do assignments. Now, what group work you involved? Go and do them for a group in Utsi. I went down present. Some people do that. Like, yes, a general group in a good room, my inputs, and then, no, I'll just present. I'm not doing anything. Right. So try by all means to not be that person. Hallelujah. Be involved. Practice. Hallelujah. And then, I think one last thing that I wanted us to look at, and I think maybe it would be. It would not be doing justice if we don't talk about it, is that today we have artificial intelligence models, right? For your ChatGPT, your Gemini, Copilot, all of those things, right? So the idea that I want us to have about using AI in your work is, first of all, it's a tool, Siyabona. Like how you have the social tools, instead of trying to deal with whatever else, you use that tool, Siyabona. Or I want us to think of it as an instrument, Siyabona. So then the idea is, you should not be using AI to do your work for you if you don't have that basic understanding of things, Siyabona. Otherwise, you're going to take things that are wrong because the technologies are still being trained, Siyabona. Let me find a Wootsie. That is actually how artificial intelligence is that every day they are updating it, right? Yes. Every day they are making it better. Which we, and every day, because the way AI works, it works on data, right? Yes. That is in the internet that we upload and all of those things, right? So it means that the models are going to get better as they use more data. So it means that when you are using your AI, be it ChatGPT, be it whatever, you have to understand that it's a technology that is still being perfected. So it is not perfect, hallelujah. Which is why the recommendation is you shouldn't be asking AI to do your assignment for you, hallelujah. Alternatively, what you should be doing is do the assignment for yourself. And then you can ask the AI to help you with it. How can I improve this assignment? What is missing in this assignment? What is another thing that I should be including in the assignment? Or what is the other thing that I should be thinking of in this assignment? So it is not doing the work for you, but you are using it as an assistant or as a technology to help you. And the other thing about it, why I'm saying we shouldn't just use it blindly and we should use it as a tool. Do you know that if we were given an assignment to build an app, there's an AI to do that. And then there's also the other way of being a software developer. You write the code, you debug it, and all those things. Do you know that if you take two people, one who's a software developer and the other one who isn't, I'm not a software developer, but I can build an app using AI. But I can bet you the one who will have the better app is the one who's a software developer. Because the person has a basic knowledge and basic understanding of what they are doing. So it's very important that we don't just use AI blindly, but we should be using it cautiously to help us how to think. Because think of it this way, if the AI can do your job for you, then why are you needed? Then it means as a caution, and we find someone else to use the AI to do it, right? Because anyone can use the AI, right? So it means, why should we be hiring you? But if you are competent in what you're doing, be it marketing, be it your PR person, you're an analyst and all of that, whatever you're doing, you're a graphic designer. Even with graphic design, anyone can put out a prompt on AI, give me a poster, right? But only a graphic designer knows, but you know what, the colors should be like this. This should be where. See, I'm gonna read it for it. So that is why it is important to have that basic knowledge or basic understanding. So manager, I would say, if I'm still at primary school, if I'm still at high school, and maybe if I'm still at college even, maybe it's better at college, but if you're at the lower levels, do your work yourself, and then have the AI help you to think or to make it better. And even when it gives you recommendations, do it yourself again. But we can't just say let's not use AI, right? Because at a certain point, one of the requirements for you to get a job is, are you able to use modern technology? So now it's very important that we are able to use AI to make us more efficient, to help us to think better. So it's very important that we see what the books about is, and there's a lot of AI technologies that are there. There are things for doing data analysis, things for doing presentations, things for doing reports, and all of those things. So we should be able to use them, right? But at the same time, we should not fully depend on them, right? Because we want them to make us better, right? Uti nemoto akusi uti ikufikela yona le kamanzi. You are doing something inside of it, right? Vela, it's better than walking, but at the same time, the car is not doing all the work for you. You are doing something. You have to learn how to drive. Even with, I think Beggy said, there's this thing that's called autopilot in an aeroplane. That if they reach a certain point, but I wish I would then I put it on autopilot. But I have to know, okay, what are the proper conditions for you to now engage autopilot? Okay, what are the proper conditions for you to disengage autopilot? So that is even the thing with using AI and all of those things, right? Is we use it cautiously, but we are also, I'm not saying we're not supposed to use it. You're supposed to be skilled in using it because it's a modern technology and it's going to change how people work. It's going to change even some of the jobs. So we should know how to use it. It's just that we should use it with wisdom. I think that is all the things that I had to say. But I want us to not forget these things. You participate, you are present, and you practice. Hallelujah. That will go a long way, not even in education, but in everything that we do. Hallelujah. Even in our walk with God, right? Yeah. Even in our faith. That be active. Don't just read the Bible. The Bible says that if you read it and then you leave it like that, I always find this fun. So it should be like that let's practice it. Whether it's the Bible, what we are doing here in church, or whether it's something you are learning at school and all of those things. Hallelujah. And let us practice it and live it. Hallelujah. Well, that's it. Thank you so much.
Put your hands together one more time.